পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমান অভয় চরণারবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়। নামাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি জয়। প্রেম সে কহ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ গোপীনাথ শ্যাম কুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ড গিরি গোবর্ধন কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা মদন মোহন কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী গৌরনিতাই কি জয়। গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatadine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So how many of you came yesterday and today? Hare Krishna. Tomra, how many of you came from outside of India? When, you came yesterday. And how many of you came from within India? Tomra Kolkata theke ke ke eshecho? Okay. Hare Krishna. Tomader sob thakar byabostha thik moto hoyeche? Kono oshubidha hocche na tomader? Ganganayan, everyone is properly situated? Huh? Hare Krishna. So now we are having the seminar, and so we have some special classes. In the morning we are having the classes on Sharanagati instead of Bhagavatam class. Actually, this is also Bhagavatam class, because the ultimate goal of Bhagavatam is Sharanagati, surrender to Krishna. Bhagavatam has 10 aspects, Dasha Lakshanam, 10 symptoms, and out of that, the final symptom is Ashraya. So Ashraya and Sharanagati, the same. Taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet is the ultimate consideration of Srimad Bhagavatam. How many of you remember the 10 symptoms of Srimad Bhagavatam? Very good. Okay, Shankar, Srimad Bhagavatam ka 10 symptoms? Yeah. Very good, very good. So those 10 symptoms are, first one is sarga. Sarga means creation. Bisarga, then comes bisarga. Bisarga means secondary creation. The sarga is Vishnu's creation, and Visarga is Brahma downwards. Mahavishnu, Karanadakshai Vishnu, Garbhadakshai Vishnu, and Kshiradakshai Vishnu. Mainly, Karanadakshai Vishnu and Garbhadakshai Vishnu's creation is Sarga. Then, Brahma comes from the navel of Garbhadakshai Vishnu. That is Brahma's origin. That's how Brahma appeared. And Brahma downwards, from Brahma created the Prajapatis, and in this way that creation continues. That aspect is Visarga. Atra Sarga Visargascha. Then third is Sthana. Sthana means the planetary systems. Poshanam is the maintenance of this creation. Utaya, who knows the meaning of Utaya? Yes, Ganganarayan. Creative impetus in the living entities, Uti. The creating impetus, the tendency to create, has been described. Utaya. And then Manvantara. What's the meaning of the word Manvantara? Who knows? Yes, Sadhan Siddha?
Changes of the Manus.
Not only the changes, but the rule of the Manus. Manus, there are 14 Manus in a day of Brahma. So how the Manus rule over during Manus, with the Manus, the whole shift changes. Indra changes, the demigod changes, even Krishna's incarnation changes. They are known as Manvantara avatars. So Manvantara, Ishanukatha, Isha Anukatha. Who is Isha? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the description of his activities is also there in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ishanukatha. The activities of different incarnations. Manvantara, Ishanukatha, then Mukti. Liberation. Ishanukatha, Mukti, Nirodha. Nirodha is the cessation of the existence. And then comes Ashraya. So this Ashraya literally means, what is the meaning of the word Ashraya? Ask Ashraya, literally, yes, Jayesh. Ashraya means shelter. So, shelter. Whose shelter? Krishna's shelter. The shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Ashraya, now, Ashraya, shelter, and surrender. Isn't it interlinked? When can you get shelter? Or taking shelter means surrender. You surrender in order to take shelter. So that's why Sharanagati is the ultimate consideration of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yesterday we discussed, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's instructions, following Srila Rupa Goswami's instructions in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that there are, Sharanagati has six limbs, six branches, or six limbs, six aspects. Shar Anga. Anga means limbs. Sharanga, Sharanagati. What are those six limbs of Sharanagati? Six limbs are Dainya, Atma Nivedan, Goptritte Boron, Abhushrukhive Krishna, Vishash Palon, Bhakti Anukul Matra Karjero Shikar, Bhakti Pratikul Bhav বর্জন অঙ্গীকার। শ্রীল রূপ গোস্বামী ইন নেক্টার অফ ডিভোশন হি পুট ইট ইন দ্য রিভার্স অর্ডার, অর দ্য ওয়ে ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর পুট ইট ইজ দ্য ইন দ্য রিভার্স অর্ডার ফ্রম হোয়াট রূপ গোস্বামী প্রেজেন্টেড। রূপ গোস্বামীজ প্রেজেন্টেশন ইজ ফার্স্ট ইজ আনুকূল্যস্য সংকল্প প্রাতিকূল্যস্য বিবর্জনম, রক্ষিষি অতি ইতি বিশ্বাস গোপতৃত্বে বরণং তথা। সো ইটস কামিং ইন দিস ওয়ে, ইট ইজ লাস্ট ইজ প্রাতিকূল্যস্য বিবর্জনম। বাট রূপ গোস্বামী ইজ সেইং দ্যাট আনুকূল্যস্য সংকল্প প্রাতিকূল্যস্য বিবর্জনম। বা ইন ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর ডিসক্রিপশন আনুকূল্যস্য সংকল্প অর ভক্তি অনুকূল মাত্র কার্যের শিকার ইজ দ্য ফিফথ ওয়ান, অ্যান্ড ভক্তি প্রতিকূল ভাব বর্জন অঙ্গীকার দ্যাট ইজ দ্য সিক্সথ ওয়ান। বাট রূপ গোস্বামী ইজ পুটিং আনুকূল্যস্য সংকল্প প্রাতিকূল্যস্য বিবর্জনম, অ্যান্ড দেন দ্য ফোর্থ ওয়ান অ্যাকর্ডিং টু ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর ইজ অবশ্য রক্ষিবে কৃষ্ণ বিশ্বাস পালন, রক্ষিষি ইতি বিশ্বাস, কৃষ্ণ উইল প্রোটেক্ট দ্যাট বিশ্বাস দ্যাট ফেথ। অ্যান্ড দেন দ্য নেক্সট ইজ গোপতৃত্বে বরণং তথা, অ্যান্ড দেন আদৈন্য অ্যান্ড আত্মনিবেদন। ইটস এনিওয়ে ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর হ্যাজ পুট ইট ইন এ সার্টন ওয়ে অ্যান্ড উই উইল ফলো that order. So first is doinno. Doinno means what is the meaning of the word doinno? The word doinno means humbleness, humility, to feel that I am very small, I am very fallen. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur described that through one of his songs. In this chapter, Doinno chapter, there are 7 songs by Bhakti Vinod Thakur describing Doinno, but we have selected the 4th one. There is no English translation in this. Who got it printed? Jayesh, what happened? Where is the English translation? I'm sorry, huh? Is there any English translation? Because the devotee, you have it. আপকো উসমে অঙ্গ্রেজি অনুবাদ হ্যাঁ? নো নো, দ্যাটস এ ডিফারেন্ট ওয়ান। এনিওয়ে, সিন্স ইউ আর ইন চার্জ অফ দ্য ক্লাসেস, জয়েশ, মেক শিওর দ্যাট ওয়েন দ্য ভার্সেস আর প্রিন্টেড, দ্য ট্রান্সলেশন অলসো ইজ প্রিন্টেড। So Doinno is described as, in Bengali I'll read it, Amar jivan sada pape rato nahi ko punyero lesh. One of the reasons I have selected the Sharanagati as the topic, because many of the devotees are Bengalis and they do not understand English. So at least through this, the Bengalis will also understand what is going on, those who don't understand English. তোমরা যারা বাংলা ইংরেজি যারা যা বোঝো না, তারা এই বাংলা কবিতা গান আছে, গানের মাধ্যমে তোমরা বোঝার চেষ্টা করো। আমার জীবন সদা পাপে রত নাহিক পুণ্যের লেশ, পরেরে উদ্বেগ দিয়াছি যে কত দিয়াছি জীবের ক্লেশ। আমার জীবন মাই লাইফ আমার জীবন মিন্স মাই লাইফ সদা পাপে রত, সদা মিন্স অলওয়েজ, পাপে রত, এনগেজড ইন সিনফুল অ্যাক্টিভিটিস, মাই লাইফ ইজ অলওয়েজ এনগেজড ইন সিনফুল অ্যাক্টিভিটিস, নাহিক পুণ্যের লেশ, দের ইজ নো টাচ, নো টিঞ্জ অফ পায়াস অ্যাক্টিভিটিস, মাই লাইফ ইজ সো ফুল অফ সিনফুল, মাই লাইফ ইজ ফুল অফ সিনফুল অ্যাক্টিভিটিস অ্যান্ড দের ইজ নো টিঞ্জ অফ পাইটি ইন ইট। এন্ড পরেরই উদ্বেগ দিয়াছি যে কত দিয়াছি জীবের ক্লেশ আই হ্যাভ ইনফ্লিক্টেড সো মাচ পেইন অ্যান্ড অ্যাংজাইটি টু আদার্স অ্যান্ড আই হ্যাভ গিভেন সো মাচ ডিস্ট্রেস অ্যান্ড ডিফিকাল্টিস টু দেম ডিজ এভরিবডি গেট এ কপি অফ দ্য সং সং কপিজ So I keep this copy because we'll sing this song afterwards. So once again, is it clear in English? How many of you understand English here? Please raise your hands. Okay, those who understand English, do you getting it? You getting the translation? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is lamenting or praying to Krishna, expressing his anguish, expressing his heart. My life is always engaged in sinful activities. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Do we consider ourselves to be sinful? How often do we think that we are sinful? And how often you think you are pious? You are very pious. How many of you think that you are a very pious person? How many of you think that you are a sinful person? Very good. It seems that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teaching is having some effect. Otherwise, generally, how do we feel? Don't we feel that we are very, very pious? I'm so good. Do you ever think that I'm bad? We always think that we are very good. Not only good, we are very good. Not only very good, we think that we are the best. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us how to develop the mentality of humbleness. Amar jiban sada pape rato nahiko punnero lesh. Lesh means a tinge, an iota. There is no touch, there is not a single streak of piety in that life. পরেরে উদ্বেগ দিয়াছি যে কত ইফ উই কনসিডার সিরিয়াসলি দেন উই ক্যান সি দ্যাট উই কজ সো মাচ ট্রাবল টু আদার্স উই হ্যাভ কজ সো মাচ ডিস্ট্রেস টু আদার্স নিজ সুখ লাগি পাপে নাহি ডরি ইন অর্ডার টু হ্যাভ মাই হ্যাপিনেস নিজের সুখ লাগি ফর দ্য সেক অফ মাই হ্যাপিনেস পাপে নাহি ডোরি আই ডু নট বিকাম অ্যাফ্রেড টু কমিট সিনফুল অ্যাক্টিভিটিস নিজ সুখ লাগি পাপে নাহি ডোরি দয়াহীন স্বার্থপর দয়াহীন মার্সিলেস অ্যান্ড স্বার্থপর সেলফিশ I do not have any mercy. I am merciless. And that is for the sake of my happiness. What I don't do? I am committing so many sinful activities for the sake of my pleasure. Nijo shukho lagi pape nahi dori. Dayaheen sharthopar. I am so selfish. And I am so merciless. Paro sukhe dukhi. And when I see others are enjoying, I become very sad. Others' pleasure, others' enjoyment causes me to suffer. And Shada Mithya Bhashi, always telling lies. I'm a liar all the time. Paro Dukkho Sukho Kar, and others' suffering gives me pleasure. Bhaktivinoda Thakur described envy in this way. So he is actually pointing out how envious we are. The definition of envy according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur is this. Paro Sukhe Dukhi and Paro Dukhe Sukhi. When I see that the others are suffering, I feel very happy. And when I see that others are enjoying, I feel very sad. That is how Bhaktivinoda Thakur described envy. Envy is to see that others are suffering. When I see others are suffering, I feel happy. And when I see that others are enjoying, it makes my heart burn with envy. Ashesh kamona ridi majhe mor, krodhi dambho parayon. Ashesh kamona, endless desires to enjoy, ridi majhe mor, in my heart. In my heart there are unlimited desires to enjoy. And I am krodhi, angry, and dambho parayon. Very proud. Madomatto sada, I am intoxicated with my power. And bishoye mohito, I am enchanted by the object, by my possessions and by my acquisition. I am always enchanted by the objects of sense enjoyment. Hingsha garbo vibhushan, and envy and pride are my ornaments. Envy and pride are my ornaments. Vibhushan. Nidralasya hato, I am always absorbed in laziness and sleep. Sukarje birato, and I am not at all interested in good actions. I am lazy and susceptible to sleep. And I don't have any interest for sukarja, good actions. But akarja uddogyami, in wrong actions, I am very, very enthusiastic. Pratishtha lagiya shattho acharan, for the sake of establishing myself, for the sake of establishing my position, I am very deceitful, or deceitfully I try to establish myself. Deceitfully I try to possess various things for my enjoyment. And lobho hato sada kami, I am afflicted with greed and lusty desires. Ehano durjan sajjano borjito. I am such a wicked person. And the good people, saintly people, avoid me. Sajjano borjito. They have rejected me. The saintly people have rejected me. I am such a wicked person. Aparadhi nirantar, I am constantly engaged in criminal activities. I am always a criminal. Shubho karja shunna, Shada Nartho Mana. I am devoid of pious activities and always my mind is absorbed in wrong actions, wrong thoughts, wrong desires. Nana Dukhe Jarojar. And as a result of that, I am afflicted with various kinds of suffering. Bardhokye Ekhon Upaye Bihin. In my old age now, I am completely helpless. I do not have any other recourse. I do not have any means to save myself. Tate Dinoy Akinchan. And on top of that, on top of this condition in my old age, I am very poor. And I am very poor and devoid of any position. Bhakoti Binod Prabhur Charane Kare Dukkha Nivedan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying that he is offering his prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us how to become humble. Do you want to become humble? Then what you should do? You just consider that this is your mentality. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking in first person, but actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling us about our situation. Amar jivan sada pape rato. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that my life is always engaged in sinful activities. But what is Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually saying? Your life is always engaged in sinful activities. So this is how we have to see ourselves. We have to think that it is not Bhaktivinoda Thakur who is saying. It is Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us how to go deep inside ourselves and see our actual situation and naturally develop this quality of humbleness. All right? So the first leg, the first limb, understood? You're going to become humble or proud? What is your situation like now? Are you humble or you are proud? How many of you think that you are very humble? Raise your hands. How many of you think that you are full of pride? Please raise your hands. Now, do you need to become humble? So what to do? So recognize that your life is full of sinful activities. So don't do that. Don't indulge in sinful activities. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Amar jivan sada pape rato, teaching us our life is always full of sinful activities. Wasn't our life full of sinful activities? Meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling. So the life was revolving around those activities. But now by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have come to the right place. And we are learning the standard, to accept the right standard. No meat eating, no non-vegetarian food, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Right? Promise? Good. Porere udveg diyachi je kato, diyachi jibere klesh. I do not know how much suffering I have caused to others. Let us think back to how many people we have caused distress and suffering. Can you think of some? How many of you can think of some such action that you cause distress to others? Raise your hand. How many of you didn't understand what I said? দিয়াছি জীবের এই ক্লেশ। নিজ সুখ লাগি পাপে নাহি ডরি, ফর দ্য সেক অফ মাই ওন প্লেজার আই ডু নট হেসিটেট টু কমিট সিনফুল অ্যাক্টিভিটিস। Isn't it? Doesn't it happen? We don't care what happens, but we want to have the object of our sense gratification, object of our desire. Let us have it. Whether you have to steal, whether you have to lie, whether you have to deprive others, whether you have to be deceitful, doesn't matter. Let me get some money to enjoy. Isn't that the natural tendency of the people, living entities in this material nature? Or let me kill some animal to eat their flesh. Isn't that what's going on in today's world? Nij sukho lagi pape nahi dori. They are not afraid of committing the sinful activities for the sake of their own pleasure. They're killing cows without understanding the consequences of killing cows, but they're just completely oblivious of the consequence, and they simply want to have their sense gratification, eating the cow's meat. Dayahin, merciless. The cows have to suffer, so what? Somebody was telling me that there was, when one goes to the slaughterhouse, one can see that although they shoot the cow in the head to kill the cows, they take a rifle, and with a rifle they shoot the cow on the head until it takes the cow for 6 minutes to die. And what does the cow do? It's writhing in pain, rolling, jumping. In pain, writhing in pain. But they don't care. Dayahin, mercy, because they're merciless. And Shartopar, they're simply concerned about their own sense gratification. They're so selfish. Paroshukhe dukhi, and they cannot tolerate the happiness of others. Sada mitha bhashi, always telling lies. Isn't that the condition of the people of this age? All these so-called leaders, they are constantly lying, constantly lying. The political leaders, they are constantly lying just to get a vote. I will do this for you, I'll do that for you. But they never do that. They know when they're saying that they will never do that. So this just to give an example of the politicians, but that's the natural tendency of the people. In order to get some money, people don't mind lying, telling lies. In order to get some little pleasure, we lie, we cheat. Sada mitha bhashi, paro dukkho sukhokar. And when I see that the others are suffering, we feel very happy. But that is not the, that shouldn't be the mind mentality of a devotee. A devotee is paro dukhe dukhi. Whereas a non-devotee is paro dukhe sukhi. অশেষ কামনা হৃদি মাঝে মোর ক্রোধিদম্ভ পরায়ণ, মাই হার্ট ইজ ফুল অফ কামনা লাস্টি ডিজায়ার্স, দ্য এন্ডলেস লাস্টি ডিজায়ার্স ইন মাই হার্ট, হৃদি মাঝে মোর ক্রোধি, অ্যান্ড ওয়েন দোজ ডিজায়ার্স আর নট ফুলফিলড আই বিকাম সো অ্যাংগ্রি, বাই নেচার আই এম সো অ্যাংগ্রি, Dambha Parayan, I am so proud. Madomatto Sada Vishaye Mohito, I am intoxicated with my achievements, with my vanity. And Vishaya Mohito, I am enchanted by the allurements of the material nature. Hingsha Garbha Vibhushan and envy and cruelty and pride are the ornaments, are my ornaments. The more proud one is, one who thinks that I am so big, I am looking so beautiful. What does ornaments do? Ornaments make us look beautiful. Not men, generally. Women wear ornaments to, in order to beautify themselves, to make them look more beautiful. So these are the ornaments, like Vibhushan, dress, beautiful dresses also. We make them, we wear them in order to make us look beautiful. And in this world, what is the tendency of the people? The tendency of the people is to think, the more proud they are, they think more beautiful they are. They beautify themselves with their pride and vanity and cruelty. Anyway, so this is how Bhakti Vinod Thakur is describing. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Kornitai ki jai. So in this way, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is teaching us how to become humble. So now let us sing this song. Does anybody have any question? Give him the mic.
Hi, Krishna. Thank you very much. Kumar, as you explained this, it looks a really, really high standard of humbleness. So one who is totally unable, totally unable to feel like this, from where should we begin?
At least start detecting your sinful activities. Start it. You may not think that your whole life is full of sinful activities, but at least when you commit some sinful activities, notice that, register that. That's how we begin. Okay, Krishna, give him the mic, Krishna Chan. Eta nite hobe na? Everybody give, after the class, give the copies back. And Trivikram, a correction gulo kore niyo. Notun kore chapiye niye ekhane. Yeah.
So while it might be very similar to the question that has already been asked, basically many of the points that are mentioned here, to some extent we may genuinely feel so, but there are others that we are not able to really feel so from the heart, like saying that I'm always engaged in sinful activity, or I'm always. So yes, maybe sometimes I'm engaged in sinful activity, but then I'm doing something good also. That thought naturally comes up. So, how do we really genuinely get into the mood of this?
As I say, like, at least start recognizing your sinful activities. Sometimes you're doing activities that's very good. Sometimes you're doing good actions. Sometimes you're acquiring piety. That's very good. But at least start to recognize the sinful activities. It may not be completely all the time engaged in sinful activities. Or rather, let us consider that, like only at a very, very exalted stage a devotee feels that way. You see, materially, everybody thinks that I'm the best. But as he makes spiritual advancement, then he begins to feel that he's the worst. And at the highest stage of spiritual advancement, he feels that he is really the worst. So that's why he becomes so humble. And like, let's consider Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Haridas Thakur. They consider themselves to be so sinful that they didn't even go to Jagannath temple. Not to speak of going to Jagannath temple, they wouldn't take the main road. Because they're afraid that if a brahmana stepped onto their if they touched a brahmana with their shadow, then he'll become contaminated. The pujaris too will become contaminated just by coming in contact even with their shadow. So that's why Sanatana Goswami took the road, avoided the main road and went by the ocean when it was so hot in summer. So this is the mood of an advanced devotee. Okay. Yes, Akhiladhara Prabhu. Yeah, he'll give the mic.
People sometimes think that you're humble, but really, especially with those that you subscribe to, when somebody is in a superior position, you're trying to remind the expert, dragging them, looking at fault, putting them down, and struggling, and you sometimes you actually think you're at least you're struggling. Your mind thinks you're right, and your influence. You have to struggle, and sometimes many years in certain situations. And how you can, it's just an ongoing struggle.
Yeah, so what's your question? Huh? What's your question?
Yeah, how to deal with that?
How
to deal with that? That we can actually get free.
Endeavor, keep on endeavoring. It's a struggle, but we have to keep on endeavoring. Yes, it's a struggle. Spiritual life is a struggle. So we have to keep endeavoring, and we can't afford to give up. Yes, Shankar.
Well, sometimes it happens that there's a reaction of activity of other.
What's that?
Reaction of activity of other. We commit to them all. Not that good things. Sometimes we we ignore them. But in that particularly in the mode of ignorance.
Again, that's the same point that Akhildhara Prabhu is saying. It's a struggle. You are forced to react. You can't really maintain, that standard, or you can't remain in that lofty situation. But we have to keep on endeavoring, and we have examples like Yudhishthir Maharaj, like all these great devotees. We take their examples, how they reacted. Did they react? Yudhishthir Maharaj went through so much tribulations. People took advantage of him in so many ways. But did he give up? No, he didn't give up. He stuck to his standard. Similarly, we have to just keep on endeavoring. Just keep trying. Yes?
What should one do if one has to survive?
What?
What should one do if one has to survive in the running of giving anxiety in the criminal and lawyer?
One has to survive.
In the early
maybe.
One has to survive according
earning money.
And that is why we give anxiety to someone. Such as a lover or someone, we give anxiety and that is how we earn their money. In some way or the other.
Okay. Well, you see, like, we have to also consider that in the material nature, we'll never get a perfect situation. But at least we have to keep trying. We'll not get the perfect situation here. Because the other consideration is that the Kali Yuga is an ocean of sinful activities. So whether we know it, whether we consciously or unconsciously, we are dragged into various situations. But we have to keep trying. What is Bhaktivinoda Thakur is pointing out? He's pointing out that we maintain a humble disposition. Sinful activities or pious activities is not the ultimate consideration. The ultimate consideration is our own state of consciousness. Are we humble or are we proud? This is the main consideration. Are we in a position to surrender ourselves to Krishna? That is the consideration. If I am proud, I will not be able to surrender to Krishna. Therefore, let me become humble. And as I said, ultimately we won't, we'll never get a perfect situation. As I said, the goal is not to become sinless. The goal is to become surrendered. The piety is not the goal. Surrender is the goal. And even if there is some sinful activities involved unconsciously, then what can be done? Like in the age of Kali, it is practically impossible to maintain a pure life. Like for example, in America, in milk, they put, it is a custom that they put fish oil. So you're thinking that you're drinking milk, you are trying to become a vegetarian completely, but you can't. So in this way, there are so many, even the food, Prabhupada once told me that in this age, it's impossible to maintain the purity of food. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the holy name. So, by practice, by becoming sinless, we'll not become pure devotees. By being surrendered to Krishna, we'll become a pure devotee. That is the consideration. Okay, last question.
Maharaj, is there a need between tolerate and humility?
What's that?
Is there a need between tolerate something wrong which happened?
Tolerance and
humility.
Yeah.
Is there any link between these two?
Yes, when you become humble, then you become tolerant. When you are proud, you are intolerant. Isn't it? So there is a link. In order to become tolerant, you have to become humble.
Sometimes we feel it's very difficult to tolerate some things. So how we should react to it?
Become humble. See, the point is that our situation is a state of sadhana bhakti. We are practicing. We are not perfect as yet. So even if there is imperfection, even if there is frailty, let's take it on our stride and carry on. And it is not an intellectual thing. It's a thing of practical application. Yes, Krishna Devayan. Take the mic.
How to face the situation
Huh?
When false prophet Uthi becomes the cause of horror,
Okay, so when you see that someone is suffering, try to help him. Right? Instead of becoming happy, you sympathize with his suffering condition and help him. And when you see that someone is happy, you also become happy. Yeah.
That becomes the cause, because I am becoming the cause for his Udvek and Jivan based response.
Maybe you can say it in Hindi.
This is the nature. This is the nature. If by nature somebody is foreign Sukhe Dukhi.
Yeah, so what?
Then if somebody is not causing any Dukkha to him, how
No, tell me what is the question?
The question is
Paro Sukhe Dukhi
becomes the cause, because that is the nature of that man. He becomes Paro Sukhe Dukhi.
Can you give an example what you are talking about?
Yeah, this is what we learned just now, that somebody has the nature to become unhappy if somebody is happy or in
okay,
situation.
Right.
So that is his nature. Now in first stanza we are saying forer udvek and jivan klesh, and forer udvek diyachi je koto diyachi jivan klesh. Okay, if I am giving that, I am responsible for that. But if somebody by nature is getting
to change the nature, if nature is like that, is it desirable? Is that nature desirable? Is that tendency desirable?
Change the nature of others, the man who is getting better.
No, don't about think about others, think about yourself. If you do, are you doing that? Are you doing that? Are you happy when you see that someone is out? Do you suffer when you see that someone is happy? No, then don't worry about it. What others are doing, you may try to give him an advice. Don't do that. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is pointing out that this is how we should correct ourselves. The whole process of devotional service is actually rectifying ourselves. If we become too concerned about others, Prabhupada used to give an example that don't worry about where all the people, those who came to the market, where they are going to sleep. Hater lok ghumabe kothay seta niye chinta korar dorkar nei. Tumi ghumabe kothay seta bhebe dekho. Where the people, those who came to the market, there are so many people in the market, and if you start to wondering where these people are going to sleep, they didn't come to the market to sleep to begin with. They have their respective places. So the point is, don't worry about others. Think about yourself. What can I do? And when someone is depending upon you, somebody is coming for you to guidance, then you can give them the instructions according to your realizations. Cause of his, if somebody is happy by seeing others in distress, then you can, if you see that they're doing that, give them the advice that don't do that. Because by doing that, you are actually causing distress to yourself. Right? Say for example, Duryodhana was happy seeing the Pandavas in distress. But what was the outcome of that? A war and total destruction. So these are the examples through which we can learn and we can teach others. That if you do that, what is the ultimate consideration? If you do that, you will suffer. That is what we have to teach others and we have to learn ourselves. You got the point? And by nature, everyone is like, and that's what the condition is like today. Most of the people are envious. Most of the people are proud. Are the people humble nowadays? No. They are not humble. And that is why they derive pleasure thinking that, well, he is suffering and I am better off. My joy is depending upon their suffering. Let others suffer for the sake of my happiness. That is the mentality. But is it desirable? That's the question. It's not desirable. So let's rectify that. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. All glory is to Srila Prabhupada.